Molly.
And you're in year nine?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And you're particularly interested in art, fashion and jewellery?
Particularly in art.
Excellent. And you do art?
Yeah.
What do you like making the most?
I like painting and drawing.
Far out.
Yeah.
Oh, what a talent. Okay.
A scholarship in dishing award. Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
And when does that start?
I was going to dishing award, but it's only 2 years. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. So who's your art teacher now?
My art teacher. I don't have an art teacher.
You're not doing art with us now?
I'm not sure who my art teacher is, actually, because I only started about a month ago.
Oh, well, you can do art with us all the way through to year 12. Yeah. Oh, we've got some great art teachers, and you can do photography as well.
Yeah.
You're doing photography now?
I haven't started yet. I don't think I have any electives.
Yeah.
Because I can't really choose what I get to do yet.
Yes, you can. Yeah, you can do art and from 7 to 12, and you can do photography 9, 10, 11, 12.
Yeah, but they haven't given me any electives, because...
Do you want to do
them? I'm just trying to get it all done as quickly as possible, to be honest.
Oh, well, art's something to do for pleasure.
Yeah, but I draw it and paint by myself.
So you've got a big diary at home?
Yeah, I've got heaps of them, actually.
That's all fantastic. Far out. Yeah. Look, can you bring something in and get Kim to send me a photo of one of your favourite pieces next time you come in? Can you bring that in tomorrow and Kim will send me a photo?
Okay.
We can put it onto this podcast.
Do you like paint or pastels or...?
Drawing.
Wow. So do you go to classes locally?
I did once, but it didn't go very well. I'm trying to find
them.
She got a scholarship.
Yeah, we know that. Yeah. So, you might do it later on. You might find someone you might want to work with and develop it from there. So, when you're bored, you just go and open up the diary. And where do you do it? In a room or anywhere at all?
My boyfriend's staying somewhere in his house. He's going to get knocked down in a few weeks. They're building apartments there, so we get to paint all over the walls, do whatever we want in the house. And so that's what we're doing the past couple of days, just drawing all over the walls and stuff.
And what do you use when you're doing something like that?
Just been using pencils. Yeah, using some texters and paints to do it, I think.
You don't have crayons?
I don't know. Then we've got pencils there.
Okay, alright. And so do your parents buy you gear whenever you need it?
Usually, but I just keep the same stuff and I've got. I've had those pencils for the past 3 years now. Just a really good set of pencils I got from Grandad.
All right.
Yeah.
That's excellent. That's fantastic.
They gave me new stuff on my birthday sometimes.
Oh, yeah. You can have a wish list.
Yeah,
that's fantastic. So do you go to galleries and see what other people do?
I really like the Ocean Shores Expo. They have it on Monday, actually.
Yeah, and you're entering?
I wanted to enter a piece, but you have to sell the artwork that you enter, and you only get 20% of the commission that you sell. So I really don't want to do that.
Oh, okay. You like keeping them all?
Yeah.
Do you give them to people who really...
Yeah, I give them to my family members when they have a birthday or something, because they're all big shop.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Did you know that Mandy Nolan, who works at the Mullen Echo, is an artist? You knew that? Yeah. She's got...
She's friends with my dad.
Is she?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah. She's done comedy and art for her whole career, which is really nice.
I want to be a tattooist.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, there's not many female tattoos. You'd be very
popular. I know the lady who owns the store in Brunswick. It's a new store. It's just been there. And her name's Connie. She said that she wants to give me an apprenticeship in her shop.
You have to wait till you're 18.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
She said when I'm old enough, she wants to give me an apprenticeship.
Cool. That's really, really good.
Yeah.
So you like doing sort of fantasy type pictures? Right. Okay.
Last night I drew Mummy.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Because there's this site that I see on the internet called Drawing Club. Have you seen that?
No, but there's heaps of drawing websites too.
And they constantly post up people's drawings.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
I've got this one called Deviant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, you know, like, if you really want to share your artwork, as I was saying to him when we came in, John Ryan's just doing so much work with our English units, and he's really, really, you know, punching it out culturally, and we're really interested in all sorts of things. And I was saying to him a few weeks ago, I really like Franklin Magazine because I like the way they do the wallpapers and everything like that. And he's sort of taken that on board. He, like, he takes on new ideas on board. Is he? Does he happen to be your English teacher?
I don't think so. I think Damien Face is my English teacher.
No, he's science.
Okay, no. My English.
Ian Cameron. Okay, that's cool. Well, what I'd really like to do is, I'd really like you to bring your artwork in and share it, because if you're happy, he would love to have genuine work in our units for English, because we do all sorts of fantasy, fiction, imaginative units. I mean, he's right into current culture, he doesn't like anything boring.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you started the protest unit?
Yeah, I have.
That's his first unit that he's written for us. Yeah.
That his
Yeah. Well, it's what it's his ideas. He's employed Chile. However, what I'd really like from you is anything you suggest to make it better. I'd like you to write it on the front of the title page and give it to Ian, and Ian sits next to John, and John will record it all and get Shelley to do it for next year. So that'd be really, really important. Okay. Well, you've landed in a really good spot coming to Southern Cross.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Highly respectful environment. Lucky you having Ian Cameron as a teacher. He's wonderful. He's taught drama, history, and English. So that's fantastic. Well, we did well.